what Haiti needs most. When Jovenel Moïse, a deeply unpopular president of Haiti, was assassinated on July 7th by a squad of gunmen posing as DEA agents, the news stunned and horrified the world, as Haiti has descended into chaos with calls for U.S. intervention. The world should consider the leadership vacuum this murder creates to be a vital opportunity. Most Haitians shrugged off the news and braced themselves for the worst, while praying the violence that has plagued their lives the past few years will not be exponentially increased by the violence of losing their freedom to foreign forces. The drumbeat of news of brutal killings and kidnappings of neighbors and friends, priests and commoners, and children and cops has become routine in Haiti since 2018, when an unforeseen spike in gas prices triggered protests against the Moïse government. Over the past 3 years, gang-related violence has reached a fever pitch of terrorism and opportunistic crimes. By this summer, many parents of means began sending their kids to live with relatives in New York City, Miami, Paris, and Montreal, and enrolling them in schools in those cities for the coming academic year as they sought business and career opportunities on new shores. The last people Haiti could afford to lose were following the international community in bailing out on Haiti. Both in 2018 and 2019, I myself was evacuated from Haiti by the UN security after violent protests broke out and made getting any missionary work done impossible. The UN eventually gave up on Haiti after nearly 15 years, probably a decade after Haitians had given up on the UN. The hope for peace and prosperity it represented was snuffed out.